Our VIPs took the world by storm with their mind-blowing show, Invisibilia. And after you've heard it, you don't see the world in the same way again. Please welcome our VIPs, Elise Spiegel and Lulu Miller.
This is our first game show.
Really?
I'm gonna crush.
I like the spirit. By the way, three women talking at the same time on
I know.
A radio. Oh my God, can anyone tell us apart? What's gonna happen? I know, how will they know?
They won't.
They won't, they're just gonna be totally confused. Are you, I know you've talked about that in your early show. You were like, all right, we get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Are you so sick of that conversation? I am sick of that conversation.
Well, I thought that this was, it came up early. There were some early drafts, people brought it up and I was like, these people are sexist and they don't know. And then my dad was like, that was a great piece you did on the woman. And I was like, oh, that, yeah, that was 18 minutes of not your daughter. So maybe it's legitimate. I don't know.
Is that what you call Elise, not your daughter?
I'm not his daughter.
That's very good.
I'm not any of yours daughters.
Now, the way you guys started working together is kind of a meet-cute story in itself, but I'll let you tell it, how you got in touch and decided we should do a show together.
It involves a butcher knife.
It involves a butcher knife?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, okay, so we met at Third Coast, which is kind of like a, it's a convention for radio dorks.
Okay.
And I had this story that I was working on, actually, which was the first story in the show, Thoughts. And it's about all of the kind of different ways of thinking about your thoughts. And I pitched the story to her. And it involved, like, this therapist who tries to prove to his patients that their thoughts don't mean anything by having, like, they have, like, these really, really violent, horrible thoughts, and he wants to prove to them, and they're afraid that they're going to kill other people, and he wants to prove that they're not going to kill by other people by making them hold a knife to his throat. And I pitched that to Lulu, and she's like, I'm in.
And then we went to L.A., and Elise held a butcher knife to a therapist's throat, and, uh-huh. like, the rest is history.
Yeah.
What was it like to hold a
It was
blade?
Really weird. I was, like, sweating.
It was tempted. Weird. She was tempted.
It was just weird. It was weird. And I was just, like, the entire time I was like, I know this is not in, like, the NPR ethics handbook. Like, I know there's a section where you're not supposed to hold a knife to the interviewer's throat, like, interviewee's throat. I know that. But, you know.
I would love it if it just said that explicitly.
Right.
It was like,
no.
Number four, no knives.
Yes, no knives to the interviewee. Yeah.
Ask forgiveness, not permission.
But you both obviously have done amazing things through your life, but also have worked in public radio. Elise, you were one of the founding producers of This American Life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lulu, you were, yes. Lulu, science desk reporter and contributor and producer on Radiolab. So you come together with the storytelling and science and all these ideas, and what makes Invisibilia different? What distinguishes it?
So sometimes we privately call it, like, secret self-help. Like, secretly self-help. Like, it's not, I think there's a lot of stuff out there that is doing beautiful documenting work, and we try to look at stories and look at the science behind them and document it, and then right at the end, like, we add a little, like, we give a tool. We try to, in addition to documenting, maybe give people stuff that might help them, like, live their lives.
A little bit. A little something that they can integrate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, actually, of your episode on fear.
Uh-huh.
Where, Lulu, you agreed to try to conquer your fear of snakes. And Elise, did you not put a snake?
She didn't agree.
I didn't agree. Well, no. I
did go out and get a python, but she was not part of, like, consenting.
Oh, good.
It was just kind of something that I did to her.
Better, yeah.
Walked into the studio, and there was a python, not in a cage. It was in, like, a Munchkin donut box. It was terrifying. Like, it was a terrifying.
She just, like, she literally, like, screamed and jumped up onto a thing, onto, like, a desk.
And then we had trouble editing.
It was so much fun.
Because, like, I didn't, but then there was just, like, true fear. There was just no noise. Like, I was just like,
it's true. It was completely silent after that because she was just like, ugh.
And no one went back to that ethics handbook and checked out that?
No, it's true. It's so true. Like, the things that we brought into NPR and the things
yeah,
that we
like
did.
Yeah, like the pet store well, like, run, and oh, then there no, was and the I would, rat.
Like, yeah, I had to. I got, like, a rat. I got, like, a snake.
The
I, like,
pet
I was
store
always
guy,
trying,
like, actually was like, what are you doing?
No, really. Like, they kind of, like, kiboshed me after a while.
She's
They're
not
like,
allowed
what
in
doing?
Anymore. Like, 2 weeks later, I saw a root on the ground and on a run and, like, nearly sprained my ankle. So, but I think the deal is if you stick with it longer, you actually can overcome fears, or so Elise Spiegel and, like, 98% of the psychotherapeutic community believes.
But in season two, which we are looking forward to, you are focusing an episode on personality?
Yeah, we're looking at kind of...
Tell them where it starts.
Oh, with marriage? Is that what you're talking about?
And then we kind of like, we're like, sorry.
Yeah, well, we yeah, it starts, we like basically stalked all these people who were getting married at the courthouse, and we like got them to tell us about the personalities of the person that they just married. And then we kind of, we asked the question, how stable is personality over time? And we look
and
more generally
like,
at
that's
the concept
the one
of
thing
personality.
That stays. I'm marrying this person because she's feisty and gentle at the same time. And that will stay. And then we
kind of look at it in a slightly different way.
All right, so you're breaking up marriages in the first episode.
That's our goal.
So with all of these different, as you're diving into the human psyche and you're talking to all kinds of different medical professionals, and do you end up going, God, humans are amazing and there's so much joy out there? Or you're like, we live in a dark, scary place.
I think mostly like it's interesting. It's dark and it's joyful.
Perfect. Okay. Well, since you guys are experts on what makes the human psyche tick, we thought your quiz should be about human emotions. So what we did is we asked our audience, which is mostly filled, if we had to kind of characterize them, they are nerdy millennials. So we asked them various questions about their emotional state, and you just have to guess how our audience responded. Okay, so Elise, Lulu, ring in when you know the answer. You are competing against each other.
Okay.
And if you get the answer wrong, your opponent will get the point.
Okay.
Yeah. And guess what? The winner is going to get an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Woo!
I know. Oh, no. All right. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, we asked our audience, what do they regret more, their dating choices or their lunch choices? Elise.
Their dating choices.
I'm sorry, they said lunch choices.
Really? Oh my God, millennials.
They're watching
millennials,
their
yeah.
Way.
58%.
Really?
Yeah. See, I just thought that was, if you look at social media, it is basically people not so much proud of who they date, very
proud
of their food.
Lunch. Really?
Of their food.
That's
yeah.
True.
We asked our listeners, what embarrasses you more, your dance moves or your spelling mistakes? What did the majority choose? Lulu.
I'm going to say dance moves.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What?
Spelling mistakes are more embarrassing for our audience.
Spelling was
just,
out.
They are so just being counterintuitive.
They're
just being counterintuitive.
Just to mess with you, you think? That's
us.
What's happening?
That's not fair.
I like that you've already attacked.
I'm attacking him. They're having the wrong emotions, and I'm a professional, I know.
You're right, though. I thought spelling was over with, too. No one cared about spelling.
Right.
Yeah, texting? No one
no,
spells. No,
you have autocorrect.
Maybe that's what they think spelling is. Maybe they think spelling is like an autocorrect error.
And they're like, I've
maybe
never
that's oh,
made
a spelling
a
mistake. Yeah.
Or maybe everyone's like, I dance so well, I have to take that out.
Yeah.
What do you think makes our listeners more anxious, speaking in public or public displays of affection? Elise,
speaking in public.
That is incorrect.
Are you kidding me? No, I know this.
I'd like to
fact checking your audience. Because your audience is wrong. Because I know. Because we actually, can I just say this?
Yes.
We actually did do a whole thing about fear. And so we know, and we went, and like Lulu, you went and you looked at like what
all the fears,
are people.
But this is a millennial skewed sample size.
So they have all the wrong emotions?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, many people would agree with you, Elise.
So we asked our audience, what disgusts you more, rats in the subway, or the person sitting behind you sneezing without covering their face? Elise.
I think it's going to be sneezing.
It is sneezing. Oh. You go.
Oh. Okay. That is the first one that any of us got correct.
And an overwhelming amount, 89%.
89.
Yeah.
All right, you're right about that.
Yeah. Now, here's a question. If you used a rat to cover your face while sneezing.
No, that even the millennials aren't going to like this.
You shouldn't do that.
No.
It's too many disease vectors in too many different directions. It's too dangerous.
We asked our listeners, what do you hate more, someone forgetting your name or someone calling you the wrong name? Lulu.
I think forgetting is worse. Oh, the audience disagrees. The blank?
82% said someone calling you by the wrong name.
I like it when people are like, is it Fifi? Or, like, I just laugh. I don't know.
Fifi?
Like, is it Fifi, Coco? Yeah, what is it?
All right, this is your last question. We asked our listeners, what makes you angriest? No Wi-Fi? Paying for Wi-Fi? Or some Wi-Fi, as on an Amtrak train, for instance. Elise.
Some Wi-Fi.
Yes, it's infuriating. That feels like a pretty universal.
That is a universal. Yeah.
Some Wi-Fi, clearly the problem. Paying for Wi-Fi was second. No Wi-Fi, they were like, yeah, we can deal. Interesting, right? Yeah, very interesting.
They would rather have no Wi-Fi than some Wi-Fi.
That's right.
Art Chung, how did our VIP contestants do?
According to our math, Elise, you're our winner. Congratulations.
Let's hear it for our VIPs from Invisibilia, Elise Spiegel and Lulu Miller. Coming up, if you think college tuition is ridiculously expensive, wait till you see what you're actually paying for. And if you like finding order in chaos, we've got your number. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR. You know.